This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Well, it's 2:07 on a Monday afternoon. We're glad that you're with us today. The YouTube live chat poll for this afternoon has to do with this question, and we've got phone calls coming in. We've got two lines open. I'm going to set it up a little bit, so if you want to get in line and get one of those last two lines, 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. I'm going to start by playing this clip. We played it a little bit earlier in the show, but I want to play it again because people are going to be like, why would you even be talking about this, Annie? And that's a very good question. It's a valid question. But when you hear the way the press is pushing this question on Donald Trump, and you notice how much the press is interested in making sure that this question is part of the conversation, and you listen to how interested Donald Trump is not really in contributing to this question as being a main part of the conversation, you'll understand why we're asking today, would you support a third term for President Trump?
You said you were not joking about a third term, about possibly wanting a third term. Does that mean you're not planning to leave office on January
20th? I'm not looking at that, but I'll tell you, I have had more people ask me to have a third term, which is in a way a fourth term, because the other election, the 2020 election, was totally rigged. So it's actually, it's sort of a fourth term in a certain way. I just don't want the credit for the second, because Biden was so bad. He did such a bad job. And I think that's one of the reasons that I'm popular, if you want to know the truth. I think I'm popular because we've done a great job. I think we've had the best almost 100 days of any president. And most people are saying that. And it's an honor. We're bringing back our country. We're respected as a country again. And we're strongly respected. And people are amazed. I was with some very important people today, and they said that they've never seen a turnaround of a country as fast as this. Even look at our border. We have nobody coming in. And you can't come into our country, but you have to come in legally. But we have nobody coming in to our country. It's almost shut down. They've never seen anything like this.
The Constitution limits a president to two terms. Is it your understanding that they have to be?
I don't even want to talk about it. I'm just telling you, I have had more people say, please run again. They said, we have a long way to go before we even think about that. But I've had a lot of people. Yeah, go ahead. Did you have some?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, do you think that's an appropriate precedent to set, even if it wasn't you in this position, to see a president serve a third term?
I don't want to talk about a third term now, because no matter how you look at it, we got a long time to go. We have a long time. You know, we have almost 4 years to go. And that's a long time. But despite that, so many people are saying, you've got to run again. They love the job we do. Most importantly, they love the job we do.
How many times does he say, like, verbatim, I don't want to talk about that?
About 10 or 11.
Repeatedly trying to rebuff the question and say, like, let's talk about the things we're doing. And, you know, this is being talked about by you people, which is when he says, I have been asked about this so much. I can't tell you how many times this question has come up. There's an interest in the agenda-driven media to keep the third term conversation going, and they're doing a pretty good job of it. So we thought, well, what the heck? Let's ask our audience today, would you support a third term for President Trump? Yes or no? And we said earlier in the show, hey, if we get to 300 votes in the YouTube poll today by the 2 o'clock hour, we'll take your phone calls on it. And we are folks of our word. So we've got one phone line left, 314-241-9797. I'm going to push through these as quickly as I can. So let's get what your thoughts are. We're going to start with Alan. Alan, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. Would you support a third term for President Trump?
Absolutely not.
And why is that?
No. Well, I mean, of course, you've got the, you know, the basic of the constitutional amendment saying that you can't do that, yeah. Right? And then I think, as I try to streamline this, I wish he would just say no. When the time comes, I will hand choose someone to run next, and then leave it alone, because I think it will. That would be so much chaos, and just chaos. Period. Like we've had chaos at the end of the Biden term, it would be chaos at the end of his, that it, all the support would shift over, and the next thing you know, we've got all these hard left progressives back in there again. It's like just I don't care if he's kidding, I don't care whatever he's doing. I wish somebody inside his circle would just say, look, just say no, I can't do that. It's against the Constitution. Period.
There you go.
And then let's move to the next thing and go on.
Alan, thank you for the phone call. Yeah, he can't help himself. He can't. He's the troll's troll.
Yeah. Yes. He can't. You're right. It's the same. We said this
saying,
before.
He is saying no. He's saying no in Trumpian.
Yes.
No.
Correct. That's the Trump. Yeah, that's correct.
Let's get to Mark. Mark, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Would you support a third term for President Trump? Yes or no?
No.
And why not?
I voted for Trump all three times. Even if they were to do that and he were to get another term, then what do you do after that 4 years?
No.
I really hope that they're working to set up J.D. Vance as the next successor to be the president, to where the party would have their president in place for another 8 years after Trump. And I think that way they could probably accomplish more long-term with that approach.
Well, I appreciate the phone call, Mark, and I agree. Also, Trump is 78, I believe, right now. He'll be 79 in June, I think. I think his birthday is the same day as Flag Day. And he'll turn 79... in June of 25, so he would be in office through 25, or 28, 6, 7, 8. This could be 82, right? Wouldn't that be right? 82, he's not running again. Like, there's, going back to Alan's comment when he's like, I wish he would just say no, I think he thinks it's so absurd to run for a third term that the no kind of precedes the question.
Yeah, well, how about this? 45, 47, 49.
Wait the term. Sit out.
Sit out a term again.
Regroup.
Yeah, because you've done a great job skipping one in between this time.
Yeah, somebody said that they'd be all in on 48. He can't be 48. Unless it starts over when you start, when
right.
you serve your next two-term
yeah,
office.
Yeah, you wouldn't be 48. That's right.
Let's get to Andy. Andy, thank you for calling the Andy Fry Show. Would you support a third term for President Trump, yes or no?
I would not. Absolutely not.
And how come?
The Constitution, as the other guy said, and yeah. I think the issue with me is more of this appears to be his attitude, his narcissism, that only he can do these things. And I think that while it may not ultimately get there where we're voting on it or he's doing something legally, this isn't the last we're going to hear about this, but it's part of the pattern that he believes he's the best and the greatest, and why wouldn't he? If he's got people around him telling him, he must be a good reason. And that's part of it. You know, he surrounds himself with people that are telling him these things. He's basically said that, right? So I just, The reason is no, or that's my reason. I think
so. You don't, Andy. You don't agree with our assessment that the reason he doesn't outright say no, that's absurd and unconstitutional, is because he is considering it.
I believe he doesn't say no, and that because he likes people telling him that he can. He likes the idea of doing it. He likes the attention. He likes talking about it. That's why he doesn't say no.
What if,
whether he does or not, I don't know if he'll get there. You're right. He's old. He might say this is enough. Whatever, but I think he thinks so much of himself that he could do it or should do it or whatever.
Andy, what if, and because I partially agree with you.
I agree too.
I partially agree that he loves the attention, but the place where I disagree with you is that the attention that he loves is not the advisors blowing smoke up his rear saying you should really consider this, because I don't think his advisors are actually saying that to him. I think the attention he loves is from his detractors losing their minds over it.
Maybe, I don't know, but you know, I think it's, reasonable, I think, to be concerned about. It's nothing based on, you know, anecdotal. Your poll is not near universally no. And, you know, you would have asked me 4 or 5 years ago after January 6th, that poll in a similar way, I would have thought no way. And 3-4 years from now, you know, who knows?
I think it's not
something we can ignore and laugh off.
No, Andy, I think that if I don't know, maybe you could go to NPR if it's still around here somewhere. If they did a poll asking their audience if they would support an Obama third term, I bet it would mirror the results of this one.
I don't know about that. I mean, but you have to compare that to, is Obama even talking about that? I mean, is that really a thing?
He literally, Andy, with all due respect, he literally sat in a network news interview and said he would love a third term if he could have a front man do it, where he called the shots, but he didn't have to be the guy. And then Joe Biden got elected and Obama was calling a lot of the shots.
I kind of recall that, but it sounded, if I remember, that's like a hypothetical, like, you know, what would you do with the third term, blah, blah, blah. Like, this is not, he didn't put a Twitter picture of himself as a king.
Andy,
you know, and
with all due respect, there is nothing that Donald Trump has done as president of the United States that flies in the face of constitutional restrictions, the way that we have material evidence of Barack Obama, in his own words, confidently, without any sort of fear of pushback, because why would he in the media, saying to a legitimate reporter that he would love to serve a third term. He was asked the specific question that he would love to serve a third term if he didn't actually have to be the guy in front of the camera out there doing the job, if he could call the shots from afar. Like, that's literally what we have from Barack Obama's mouth, and it wasn't said in jest. He was answering a serious reporter's serious question, and he said that. And then when Joe Biden became the president, Jen Psaki said with regularity that they have very, very regular conversations with Barack Obama. And now we know that within even a year before Biden was out, that they were prepping for which justice was going to swear Kamala Harris in when Joe Biden croaked. I mean, a lot of these things, I agree with you, Andy, that a third term, my answer for this YouTube poll, if I haven't made it explicitly clear yet, is absolutely I would not support a third term for Donald Trump. So if that needs to be said, I'll make that clear. I would not support that. I don't want kings. I don't want it from the Republican Party. I don't want it from the Democratic Party. But to suggest that there's some sort of legitimate fear that Donald Trump would try to turn this country over and become some sort of monarch, there is zero evidence to suggest that that would actually be the case.
I disagree, but that's okay.
All right. Good to talk to you, Andy. Thanks for being there.
I think that if there was any legitimate case for him going through with trying to become a permanent president or go against, you know, the constitutional order that we have now, you would have seen him use the military or something crazy that we didn't see in 2020 when he said, no, I won this election. You know, this was a fraudulent election. He would have done something very extreme to stay in power, and he didn't. Like, he actually got impeached again. So, like, the constitutional order maintained.
If I could make an arrangement where I had a stand-in, a front man or front woman, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats, mm-hmm. looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony. Wow. I'd be fine with that because I found the work fascinating. I mean, I write about even on my worst days, I found puzzling out, you know, if I could make it.
So when you listen there to Barack Obama in a very serious sit-down CBS interview with the renowned reporter Stephen Colbert, not jokingly asking the question about the third term and explaining how he would do it, if we didn't have the Joe Biden 4-year example of what that would look like, I wouldn't use that to call back. That wouldn't be something I'd be like, well, he said he was going to do it. They'd be like, yeah, but he didn't do it. Donald Trump got elected. That didn't happen. Hillary Clinton wasn't sitting there taking moves from an earpiece from Barack Obama. If we didn't have the example of Joe Biden, who was clearly out of his wits, clearly, from the time he was running in the primary, not up for the job. If we didn't have that, it's like, spare me the outrage of Donald Trump, not to the extent that the Democrats would be satisfied, which is never, that Donald Trump is not out there declaring without any sort of lack of clarity that he's not going to run for a third term. He says repeatedly, I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about that. He's trolling.
The only area
and the reporters are fishing.
I would question the legitimacy of what you're saying is that Joe Biden was clearly in charge.
You're ridiculous.
Joe Scarborough said he was sharp as a tack, like right before he was out of office. Mm. So everybody said it. He must have been sharp.
Tad, Katie, and Tom, I've got you guys on hold. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and get your calls in here and want to hear what you think. So let's get to those responses, your responses as well, on the Annie Fry YouTube poll. Would you support a third term for president, yes or no? Real quick break, and when we come back, Tad, Katie, and Tom, stay close. We'll be right back. I said a little bit earlier in the show that the Diamond Shop was going to be having some great sales in April, and I was like, I said, you know, if you went today, you could probably squeeze those sales in if you said the Annie Fry show sent you. They're not open on Monday. Don't go, but do go tomorrow to the Diamond Shop. I'm talking to you specifically because Mrs. Wiggins would love something from the Diamond Shop for Mother's Day.
Yeah, she would. Yeah, she would. All right, I'll go today, like you said.
No, I said not today.
Oh, sorry.
Close Sundays and Mondays.
Sorry.
Go to the Diamond Shop tomorrow and tell them that I said hello.
Okay.
Good?
I'll go. Yeah.
The YouTube live chat poll for today, would you support a third term for President Trump, yes or no? We've got Tad, Katie, and Tom. I'm going to get to their phone calls. Let's see here, a couple of comments from the YouTube before I get there. 100% no, absolutely no reason for him to have a third term. He's not any more special than any other two-term presidents. Joe says, nope, two per person, still fixing things. FDR did 90 years ago. The Washington term limit is the best policy we've ever come up with. Anthony said he deserves a third term to make up for all the obstacles he faced in his first term. That sounds constitutional. Gary said, I'm a no, and we don't want to open the door for crazy Democrats to do the same thing if, God forbid, they get back in power. So keep sending your comments on the Annie Fry YouTube channel and let us know what you think. I'm going to get to Brad and Ryan's thoughts here, but first let's talk to some callers. Tad, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. Your thoughts on the YouTube poll, would you support a third term for President Trump?
Yeah, Annie, I can't answer that because it's not possible. The 22nd Amendment takes care of it. He couldn't run for vice president and finagle his way into the spot because you have to be eligible for the presidency to run for the vice presidency.
Tad, are you saying this is a non-issue?
I'm saying at the current status, it's a non-issue. But so the only way to change this is by amendment. By the way, had I been around when the 22nd Amendment was passed, I think I would have been opposed to it. I think the American people ought to get whoever they want as many times as they want. I would prefer to see a term limits for the Senate and the House. Mm. Why? Because it's much more difficult to unseat an incumbent senator or representative than it would ever be to unseat an incumbent president, regardless whether you're talking about Trump or anyone else. It would have to be an amendment. And here's the thing. That's why I think it's next to impossible to get two-thirds of each house to do that. I think three-fourths of the states might be a better might be doable. But in order to get two-thirds of each house to amend the Constitution, there would have to be an overwhelming result in the midterms to do that. That's the only conceivable way he could ever run for a third term.
Tad, thank you for the phone call. I like the little constitutional lesson there.
I do, too. I like that he brought up the Convention of States. We need to talk about the Convention of States.
Get Rick Santorum back on the show?
Yeah, let's get Rick Santorum back on.
The 50% divided nature of our government right now, it's almost split right down the middle. We can't even make tax cuts permanent with a small majority of Republicans. To think that we would be able to pass any sort of constitutional amendment whatsoever is a joke to me.
Right now.
Sure.
But the things that Trump is doing are going to be so popular among everybody in the country.
Everybody.
That by the time we get to the end of his term.
Especially if all of these Democrat senators keep saying, I'm not doing this anymore. They keep dropping out. Let's get to Katie's phone call. Katie, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. Would you support a third term for President Trump?
Well, as nice as it would be to have consistency and stability with Trump for an extra term, I really think two terms is enough for any single American.
Yeah.
You know how we in Illinois are dreading the possibility of three Pritzker terms?
Yes.
We would not want to open up the possibility of the entire country being ruled by a liberal for maybe 12 full years in a row anytime in the future.
Mm, that's very well said, Katie. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. She's spot on. Illinois, no term limits. Lord Pritzker could rule us for the rest of his life. How's that make you feel? Hasn't Trump spoken out and said he's in support of term limits? He said he supports term limits for Congress.
I don't know. I don't remember
that. I am confident that he has said that in like rally speeches and stuff.
Yeah, I think when he was talking about how the Democrats had control of Congress, he was probably like, yeah, we need term limits.
Again, there's no single inch of my brain that thinks that Donald Trump is actually considering running for a third term for so many reasons. Number one being his age. Number two being, I don't think that he thinks that that's the right thing to do. And I think that matters to him. I think everybody hold on to your seats on the left. He's a moral person. I think he understands the Constitution. I think he's a patriot. And I don't think that he would want to do that. Now, mark the tape just in case. That's my assessment right now. Let's get to our last phone call. Tom, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Would you support a third term for President Trump? Yes or no?
The answer is no. I agree with several of the previous callers. Even though a third term would be good for the country, I think he'd be making too many enemies and have the Democrats saying, we told you he was going to be president. Look what he's doing. And he'd just lose too much of his popularity. So I think that's part of the reason. I think they ought to stop talking about it right now.
Yeah.
You know, don't get those loons going.
Tom, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. Wise words to end on, Ryan. Don't get those loons going.
Don't get those loons going. He was just talking about the birds.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what he was talking about. I'm going to peek at the results. I don't usually do this. We have three. Okay, now it's counting up. Is there a percentage? Have you looked at the results at all? Have you, Brad?
No.
Is there a percentage breakdown in this poll that would make you uncomfortable?
If it was overwhelmingly, no, not really, because if it was overwhelmingly yes, I think that the people who listen to the show and who would be very, very pro-Trump also are pro-Constitution, and so they would understand that they were not voting to break the constitutional law. They would be coming up with some sort of way that it becomes constitutional, like Tad was saying.
If we had a wild red wave in the midterms and they could pass an amendment that said that Trump could run for a third term, would you support that?
No, I wouldn't.
So you're a no on this poll
to
begin with?
Yeah. As much as I like Trump, and a lot of people have said this, I think Rick was one who said, I'm not sure that he can accomplish everything we really need to in in 4 years. So a third term in that sense would help.
But don't the ideas have to be bigger than the man?
Yes. But he is so unique in that if he gets to a point where he's actually that popular, I don't know what he would do because he's so built for fighting and so built for this moment in time that we're so divided that I'm not sure how he would react. It's like he's made for the moment in this political history in this time.
Like Esther. Christopher said, just got here. What on earth is the basis for anyone saying yes to this poll? Is there a basis to say yes to this poll?
I think the basis was that there could be a constitutional way to do it. It's very difficult, but it does exist.
Not currently, but a path.
Yeah, oh, there's a path.
A pathway to presidentship.
It's a pathway in which we cannot see how you get to that pathway.
Well, I'm an emphatic no. Brad, what do you think? Would you support a third term for President Trump?
No, I wouldn't support that. Like everybody has been saying, two terms is enough. I think it was Caller Tad that said one of the best things we ever did was limit the term of the president to two terms. I think he's right. You know, the spirit of the United States was always that we would have, you know, a president that was of the people, not a king, nothing like that. And I mean, when George Washington was elected, he was elected to two terms, and then he voluntarily stepped down of his own accord. And no other president did that. Took more than two terms until FDR, and then FDR did four.
Freaking Democrats.
Yeah, you started it, Dennis.
Yeah.
You started this.
And then they're like, whoa, I thought we had a gentleman's agreement here. Let's change the process. And he's right. Sometimes you need these rules in place to keep honest people honest, and I just don't support a four, three, you know, two terms is good. Two terms, 8 years of a president is good. And that allows us to move forward with whoever's next in the MAGA agenda or whichever direction the country goes.
Scoot says he'd be 82, little long in the tooth. And I want to know where the phrase little long in the tooth came from.
I know the answer to that question.
Are you making it
Can
up?
Can you believe that?
As I know somebody who is a little long in the tooth, go ahead.
No, I'm not. It's because that when you bury a body.
Oh.
And when they would dig up bodies back before they really knew why, like they didn't know this, but your gums would be the first thing of your soft tissue to recede. So if they
when you're dead or still alive?
When you're dead. So when they would dig up a body, if they would see, because they would bury people alive sometimes back then, and they would actually bury them.
Who's this they that you're talking about?
Society. They would bury
society?
People.
Society?
Yeah. They would bury people alive, and they were bad at determining whether somebody had fallen into a coma or fallen asleep or passed out. So they would bury somebody. That's why we'd have a wake to see if they would wake up.
Yeah.
And then they'd bury them, and they'd bury them with a bell, with a string attached to a bell.
Yeah, I knew that.
And they'd ring the bell if they woke up in a coffin. And that's where the term dead ringer comes from.
Yeah.
And
are you
so,
just...
No.
This sounds prepared.
And,
you're like
it's
the
also,
Laffy Taffy rapper
it's
of
It's also
idioms.
Where the term saved by the bell comes from.
Would you like to hear what Grok says it came from?
Hold on a second. No, I'll get the real answer here from you in a second, Brad. But why...
Let me finish up with
soft,
long
Yeah,
the
you've
tooth.
Given us the explanation so, of seven idioms and not
When
long
they would
the
dig
tooth.
Up a body and find that, it actually was dead. We were just making sure. The gums would have receded and the tooth would look a lot longer. All the teeth would look longer.
So Scooter is referring to an alive, aged man as long in the tooth, which is a reference to dead people?
It's like saying you're ancient. You're a corpse.
They're saying you're what?
Ancient.
Ancient.
Oh, here we go again.
Ancient. Yeah. There's no K. No, stop it! Gosh!
Folks, who do you agree
no.
with?
No!
When I say ancient...
Folks.
You know that I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Folks.
And you also
hear... It's spelled
hear...
F-O-A-K-S. Folks.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not folk music. It's folk music.
No, it's not! Oh my gosh, that gets under my skin. Grok?
By the way, under your skin, that term.
I am going to hit you.
Well, according to Grok, Ryan was right about gums.
Thank you.
But the phrase long in the tooth originated from the practice of evaluating a horse's age by examining its teeth. Horses' teeth continue to grow throughout their lives, and as they age, their gums recede. So that's the part you were right about.
It happens but to it, humans,
but
too.
But it was about horses.
Yeah.
And making the teeth appear longer. This method was commonly used by horse trainers.
This is like Ryan going... I've heard of the phrase, and I was chewing gum when I heard it.
Everything
and
I told you
And then he put that
true.
Together.
Everything I told you
And then we're
true.
Just like, okay, I guess if Ryan said it, it must be true,
you guys,
folks.
For the record, never do that.
What?
Ever just go, well, I guess what Ryan said was true.
Because Grok just proved
never,
that you knew 20%
ever.
Of what you were talking about.
In the entire history of the show, would you just go, well, if Ryan said it, it must be true.
We do get... That's true.
Thank
see,
you.
See, you're right.
Thank you.
You make a great point.
I made a point about myself, which was true.
This is factual. I've never really looked at it that way. This is you're really smart in that.
Yeah, it's illuminating. It's like the Illuminati. By the way, do you want to know more about that?
I don't want to know your thoughts on the Illuminati.
Okay.
That's how we get canceled. So it's about horses.
It's about horses.
Not dead people.
Right.
No, it can't apply to dead people because that happens. It's one of the first things
to go.
That's
not where it originated from, which is what the conversation started about.
Not to mention the fact that dead people, their gums decaying after they're dead wouldn't determine how old they were because their gums wouldn't decay until after they were dead.
I think it does happen to humans even before they die, though. Like, your gums are one of your softest tissue.
That wasn't what you indicated.
What I said
you
is
said
true,
in the grave.
Yes. What I said is true.
What?
That does happen.
Which part?
The part where the first thing to go on a corpse is the gums.
That doesn't have anything to do with long in the tooth and age.
I think it does.
To you, I can tell it does.
All of these phrases that I just outlined, they all have a very strong historical significance.
Get on the Annie Fry YouTube channel and grade what Ryan just did. Just give us a grade. A, B, C, D, or F. I need to know.
No, that's tomorrow's poll.
Thanks, Scooter, for the content. We appreciate it. Play the music, Brad. D minus.
A plus.
Oh, Vicky says D minus.
No, Vicky.
Did you say Vicky?
Vicky. Let's be friends. Come on.
We'll be right back. Take another step. This song reminds me of Spring Break 2004.
Me too. It's
Where were
Britney.
You?
I was.
It's Britney. It's, you know, you can finish that sentence.
I can't. not on the radio.
I almost like in my head, I have like if I had OCD, which I have like a touch of it, I need to like off the microphone just go, it's Britney. And then just, I have to say it. I have to hear it.
Wench.
It's a different song. It's Britney, wench.
What was the thing? It's not excusable, but there's reason for it. Is that what we said last week on cursing?
There's not an excuse, but there's an explanation.
Yeah. I don't remember. I said something
you
like
said
that.
It.
No, I think Annie did, and I just agreed.
Brian explained how he does curse in our conversation this weekend. I had a lot of people come up to me at the Macoupin County. Macoupin County Lincoln Day Dinner and tell me how they would have answered the cussing question.
Oh, yeah?
I was like, okay.
So they are listening.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
But you said that you do cuss, but only when it is very appropriate to do so and applicable. And then you voted, I think, no, you don't cuss, and it's not okay.
Yeah, I did.
Which I said, what the hell is that?
Yeah, I don't really. But when I do, I make it a point to make sure that I
stay
use
thirsty,
it correctly.
My friend.
Yeah, dose the keys. Yes.
Stay explicit, my friends.
That's right. Stay thirsty, my friends.
Instead of friends, use a different word.
I need a Wiggins America, Ethan, where you clip it and just bleep out random words like Ryan does sometimes to my stuff. And just imagine how fun.
What if I
be.
Did it during like the intro? It was like Wiggins, oh, beep.
I was going to ask you guys something at the start of this segment, and I don't remember what it was.
Don't worry about it.
That's what we call the Ethan effect.
What do you got?
You want more facts from England, the 1500s?
That's the Ryan effect.
Do you have some on deck?
I do.
Oh, God.
I do. Do you want to know where the phrase don't throw the baby out with the bathwater came from?
The bathwater would get so dirty that, because they wouldn't change it, that you'd literally not want to, if you needed to clean, if the bathwater had gone bad, you need to make sure the baby wasn't in
it's
there.
It's true, so
it had,
dirty.
There's a lot of questions that I have other than the bathwater.
And there was a hierarchy in the family where the man got the first bath
because he was
out working the most.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know if the hierarchy went to then the wife or the oldest son. I don't know how it went, but I know the man was first, and the youngest kid would have been last.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the baby would be bathed in dirty water, like dirty water. And it
like
would be
dirty,
so
like cussing water?
Yeah, like filthy water.
Filthy. Yeah. Look at all those words floating around in there. Mm-hmm. Oh, terrible.
So they would say, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater because the bathwater was so dirty you would not even be able to see the kid in it.
Do you know the reason people carry flowers at weddings? Not you.
Oh.
Ethan, who doesn't?
No, I don't.
All right, let's get Ryan's explanation.
It's because most people got married in the summer and they only took yearly baths. So they would.
It was a literal fragrance.
They were trying
assistance.
To hide the
Look
fact that
Ethan's
they smelled
face.
Bad. Yeah, that's why you carry a bouquet.
Ew.
Yeah, that's why I still carry a bouquet.
That's why I keep giving Ryan flowers.
What point then did it just become like, oh, they're pretty?
I don't think anybody ever thought flowers were pretty. I think it was just a smell.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the bride.
No. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. At what point were they like, well, we don't need these anymore, but they're pretty, so we're just going to keep using them? Like,
I don't know. Specifically the year, Ryan?
1577.
Ethan, do you say the L in folks?
Mm. Hey, folks. Hey, folks. Probably not.
Because you're smart.
Folks. I don't think I say it like that.
Because it would be wrong. And you're a broadcaster. You're an official broadcaster.
Yeah, duh.
Unlike us.
Totally.
I don't think that anybody ever said, hey, you know that word, folks? There's a silent L in there. I don't think anybody ever taught that. It's just preference, Ethan.
You didn't have to teach it. It was just understood.
It's just preference. It's not as if there people are going, oh, no, that's a silent L.
Brad, do you say it with the L or no?
I don't think so.
What about ancient?
I know that I'm among the...
The only person on the face of this earth that I've heard say ancient is Ryan.
Do you say the k, ancient?
No.
You want to beat him up for it? You look like
what
you
do. What do you say, ancient?
Yes, that's what everybody ancient. Says, ancient. Ancient.
Ancient.
Sailor boy over here.
A-I-N, ancient. C-H-E-N-T, ancient.
Ancient.
No!
Yes. Oh,
no,
yes.
No, you need to take your K and your L and put them in your back pocket and knock it off.
Absolutely not.
Never mind. No cursing.
The ancient folks.
Yes.
No, yes. Nobody knows what that means.
All of these weird old wives' tale things come from ancient folks.
She looks like she wants to hurt you.
In the old days,
I'm not even joking. Feel the L when you say that. I feel like my chest tighten when you say folks. Ancient frustrates me, but the folks thing, because you say it, that's really how you say it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, I didn't even know that the L was silent. I just thought that I was saying it wrong.
See? you are. I can confirm that.
No, but I say it, folks.
Here's one. Mad Scientist says, my wife still can't call an Afghan, like a blanket. She calls it an Afghan. That's probably what you call it too, isn't it?
That's
Ryan?
A country.
Afghan. Have you ever heard
from
of
the country?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Have you heard of a blanket being called an Afghan?
No.
Really?
No.
Have you, Ryan?
We just say duvet.
Shush. They're not all duvets.
Oh.
Have you heard of a blanket?
I guess I don't have all that
Shush.
Money.
Brad?
I've heard of it. I couldn't identify what the difference is between a blanket and an Afghan, though.
So you've never been like, hey, can I have that Afghan?
No, I've never said that.
We just sleep under our rugs.
I say, give me that blanket.
We call our rugs blankets because of that, yeah. Our kids don't know the difference.
How do you say, Quick Rick says, how do you say F-O-L-K music?
Folk.
Huh?
Folk music.
God dang it, that's not right.
Yeah, folk singer.
Vicky says Afghans are crocheted, which makes sense because I grew up referring to certain blankets in our home as Afghans, and they were crocheted.
Oh, I didn't know you pronounced that way. I always say crotchets. Get this.
Poor Annie.
Thank you. Yeah, how do you say of an egg?
Of an egg?
Shush. Y-O-K-E or Y-O-L-K? How do you pronounce it? You say the L.
I think I say yolk.
Why? Yeah. Did we have a conversation about the silent L in yolk?
I might say yolk. I actually don't know. I don't say it often enough.
Ethan, sometime this week, you need to ambush, surprise Ryan and make him say the word yolk and see how he says it on video. Get him to say it, real fast, so he doesn't have time to think about it. It's got to be full-on ambush.
So you're wanting me to say, like, yell at him, say yolk right now, or are you wanting me to bring it up casually in conversation?
You're going to have to be
You do
creative.
It this way. Say, hey, Ryan, I've been listening to a lot of egg music. What kind of music would you call egg music? Like, just the stuff in it. If we were writing songs about that. And I'll go, I don't know, yolk music?
What does that mean?
And then you'll know that I wasn't just kidding
what
around.
What is egg music?
I don't know, but I'm trying to present a scenario that it would catch me off guard.
Not a scenario that makes sense, though.
No.
Okay.
Let's take a lap on the YouTube live chat poll today. Would you support a third term for President Trump? We have 377 votes in today, almost 400 votes on a poll, which is pretty high for us. Ryan,
I'm a no. Even though I like President Trump and I think a third term he would do great in, I just don't want to set that precedent.
Brad?
Yeah, I'm a no on this as well.
Oh, you had me there for a second.
I'm a no on it.
Yeah,
I'm two's
a no.
Enough.
I'm a no.
Nolk.
Ethan, do you have thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I'm a no for the same reason as everyone else. Earlier when I was screening calls, there was a couple of people that brought up that it would set the narrative that Democrats want to be set, and yeah. I completely agree with that.
M-I-L-K, what do you say?
Milk.
Mick? Mick.
Pass the mick, please. Milk.
See?
Yes, see?
You're saying the L.
Yes, I am, because the word's milk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's spelled that way. Pretty much the same setup as a F-O-L-K.
You yourself just said you say yoke.
I think I do. I don't know. I need to get ambushed with a beautiful question.
Ryan, what do you think about egg
say
music?
By a beautiful person. This isn't.
He broke. This isn't He's gone, work. Folks.
What about dancing the
jig?
Yeah, no. P-O-L-K-A.
What?
P-O-L-K-A.
Polka.
Polka, polka, polka.
Polka, yeah. Polka. I think I said the L.
Polka. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about
we're gonna run
Marshall
Law?
Falk.
Falk. Falk. Marshall Falk, I think. I don't think I say the L. Get him on the show. I've had him on the show before. Real quick, I have the results. Do you have the results?
63% say no to a third term. 37% say yes.
379 votes. Thanks for being here with us today. Don't go away, because Mark Reardon's coming up next.